3. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. That'd be Hollywood. It looks like Britney Spears posted, then deleted a video talking about her sister Jamie Lynn and, well, calling her something not nice. And people are just like, what is going on with Brit?
What are we doing today?
We're going ice migrating.
Have you guys been camping before? My sister did on a TV show, and they bathed her in the jungle. She said, bathe me, because I'm, like, stuck in the jungle, and I miss my kids. Oh, cater to me, little bitch.
Okay, wow. Yeah, and she called her sister the B word, and she was also speaking with an accent because she says her assistant is British, even though, to me, that kind of sounded more Australian, but... Britney now is not just doing maromas on video. She's now talking about her sister, calling her a bee, and pretty much she was referring to her sister's stint on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I guess.
Hey, and you know, they're saying Britney just, from one day to the next, she's never the same. She loves speaking in accents. She's blowing through her money. She talks about her sister one day, the next minute they're good, they're spending time together. She's all over the place.
And
people are concerned big time. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, at this point, though, it's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Which is sad. I'm just saying. It's a little sad now. Wow.
Trending now.
Well, what's the latest with Odell Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian? Remember, these two have been dating very, very low-key for quite some time, maybe the better part of a year. But you've never seen them out in public together. Like, they've never gone official on any form of social media. They've never attended an event together. She's always doing her thing, and I don't know about you, but I never see Odell Beckham Jr. But they say, yeah, everything's pretty much fizzled out.
So they're not a couple anymore.
They're not a couple anymore. Okay. The update comes just 1 month after. They were spotted very low-key hanging out at a Vanity Fair Oscar party, but not on any red carpets or anything like that. They're putting pretty hot and heavy for a hot minute. But they say, yeah, between the two of them, you never saw any PDA, like people who were around them. You know, there was never any kind of like over-the-top romance, anything. So it was like, well, so were these two just keeping each other company for a short time or what?
Very true. I mean, you heard about the names, never really saw them together.
Not at all. I guess this one is done.
Yeah. Done deal.
Thank you.
Trending now.
How about Guy Fieri? He introduced Sammy Hagar on the Walk of Fame yesterday. Not mad at that. I was like, okay.
The stage, our newest Walk of Famer, the one and only, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar.
There you go. Sammy getting his Hollywood Walk of Fame. By the way, you're like, why Guy? Well, Guy is also... been friends with him for years, and they share a tequila brand together.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
And not only that, if you ask me, these two kind of favor each other.
Don't they kind of feel like, they would be cousins?
I mean, if I saw them side by side, I'd be like, yeah, are you two related? Like, what's the correlation here? Long-lost whatever. I think so.
I think that they're soul...
The bleach blonde hair is what does it.
They're soul bros on this one. They got the same kind of spirit animal, I think.
True. They're both awesome.
Hey, not mad at them. And congrats to Sammy, who will tour this year with Michael Anthony, Joey Satriani, and Jason Bonham in the Best of All Worlds tour. He's got some stuff to do as well. And very happy he got his Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice.
You
know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa. All right, time for another edition of It Went
Viral.
Viral. Is he our new favorite superhero guy? A guy in New York went viral over the weekend after he promised to eat an entire tub of cheese balls, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
why not?
Oh, my gosh.
Why not?
You know what? Yeah. I probably could have, you know, taken this guy cheese ball for cheese ball. I'm not kidding.
You know, you don't really have a lot of cheese balls on the daily, but when you see someone like this, you're like, dang it, I need my fill of cheese balls.
You're like, I get it. Totally. Cheese balls are awesome.
Yeah. So he ate an entire tub of cheese balls in the middle of Union Square in New York. Hundreds of people showed up to watch. The guy, yeah.
I am allergic to gluten. And today, I will be eating this entire jar of cheese balls.
Eat those
those balls! Eat those balls! Eat those balls!
There you go. Hey,
eat those balls! Eat those balls! Love the chant.
He did it. People were into this. They had a fun time. And he said he, after the, you know, event, he went home and he said he threw up.
Of course.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
You very rarely, because he ate like an entire tub, right?
Yeah.
You very rarely see cheese balls anymore in just like a little bag or a little canister like
you
back in
what?
The day. You see the giant barrel
is
tub
that why,
of them.
I just wonder if that's why we don't eat them often, because I'm not going to buy that barrel. As I'm going down the line, I'd rather just buy a little bag of chips.
Yeah, but
that's not something to think about.
It's true. How often do you see them, though, just in little bags, like a regular bag of Cheetos or any other kind of chip? I had to look it up because I have bought them before because I have kids. They like them.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, wait a minute, I couldn't just buy a small bag. I had to buy an entire they're called barrels.
Barrels, okay.
The tub.
The barrels
thing,
of cheese balls.
Yeah.
You know, I think I did see them in sort of a Pringles can once.
Okay.
So maybe we can get a medium version. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'd be like, this guy, shoot.
Wow.
Dare me. Dare me.
Like that weekend.
Eat them. Eat those balls.
Eat those balls.
Eat those balls.
Eat those balls. Me.
Tell me. What does a morning in the 432 sound like? Like Rebecca in the morning,
B93. All I eat's got him in, and how dare someone give someone else a job instead of me?
I have the job. If you have any complaints, you can tell me about
them. Excuse me, why are you talking to me like I'm stupid? I'm not one of your employees. You're going to be one of my employees, and I will talk to you like you're stupid. Next on your world's famous Scottiman's Call.
Well, no, see.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93.3 app. This loca. Don't give a damn. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yes. You know, I feel bad for this guy because he took Carmen's job, and that's not a good thing for Carmen.
She's
out
for revenge.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hola, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to Barlin, the superintendent? I've recently had
Barlin.
A job interview with him for the open manager position, and he said he was going to call me back for next steps.
Marlin's actually not in right now. Could I take a message?
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, I'm Craig. I'm the new manager of the store.
Wait, what do you mean the new manager of the store?
I was recently hired as the new manager. Here.
No, I had an interview with Marlin in Marlin's apartment, and Marlin told me that I had the job. Where did you come from?
Well, there was obviously a misunderstanding, so...
No. Who? What's your name?
Frankly, you're sounding a little hostile right now.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm going to be managing that place, so you might better have some respect.
I have the job already. I'm very sorry to be the one to inform you of this.
No, you're not. Don't lie. Don't say that you're sorry. You're sorry that you got a job?
I'm not sorry that I took the job. I'm sorry.
You took it from me, which wasn't fair. So I don't know what you and Marlin got going on, but don't get too comfortable in that office.
I've been with this company for years now. I worked together.
Well, I was with Marlin for 16 minutes.
Are you listening to yourself? 16 minutes?
Yes.
I've been here for 3 years.
Well, someone ain't doing something right.
I don't even know what to say to you.
Oh.
Who are you?
Oh. Hello?
Hello, thanks for calling Joe's Diner.
Oh, really? All I need to see Scottman. Let me speak to Marlin.
Marlin is not in today. I have the job. If you have any complaints, you can tell me about
them. Excuse me, why are you talking to me like I'm stupid? I'm not one of your employees. You're going to be one of my employees, and I will talk to you like you're stupid.
Well, I have the manager position, and you will never be one of my employees.
Say it with your chest, burger boy.
Okay. You're a...
Hello, thanks for calling. Hold on, I'd like to speak to Marlin and make a complaint. The manager called me a curse word.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll put Marlin on when Marlin's actually here.
Oh, what are you trying to say? That Marlin's never there? See, what a snitch. I want to tell him.
Marlin's not here. Get over it.
Ah.
Find somewhere else to work.
Stupid.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca. With the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, B93.
Uh-huh, it's my birthday!
Holla.
You better holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday on this? Oh, wait a minute. Is it May 1st?
Oh. It's gonna be May.
Yes, okay. Who's having a big old birthday
if
on this May?
You don't annoy everyone with that all day, like... What? Who even are you? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got, I mean, because...
It's gonna be May.
May, I mean...
It's now May. So, I mean, come on.
May uno.
It's gonna be May. Let's see here. Destiny says, hi, can I do a birthday shout out to my son, Jeremiah Aguilar? He is 5 years old today. We love you so much, baby. Have a blessed day. Love, Mama. 5 years old today. Happy birthday, Jeremiah.
Without a doubt, enjoy your big day. Celebrity-wise, who's having a birthday on May 1st? Jamie Dornan is 42 years old.
Hey, he was in the 50 Shades.
Did he play Christian Grey? Yeah.
Yep.
Watch out.
Shout it.
Tim McGraw, 57 years old.
Watch out.
Yep. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters! Ray Parker Jr.
Nice.
Is 70 years old today. Yeah. So big.
That's crazy.
Yeah, big happy birthday to him. And those are some of the celeb birthdays. If it's your birthday,
big birthday shouts to you.
All right, let's spin the morning game wheel. We got some dominoes up for grabs.
All right, let's go. It's spinning. The wheel is spinning on this hump day Wednesday, and it's landing on what this morning?
The match game. Can you match the word?
Nice.
Yeah. And today it'll be real easy because, hey.
It's gonna be May.
There you go. It really is gonna be May.
So the word is May blank. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're right.
Hey, I love it.
Dial it up, 563.
Double 93.
Hit it. 3. Good night, 3. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Oh, it's me, Malachi.
He says it's me, Malachi.
Malachi.
What can we do for you, Malachi?
Huh?
What can we do for you?
What's calling to do the game show?
The game show. All right, let me talk to your mom or dad.
Okay, here you go. Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Samantha.
How are you, Samantha?
She's like, it's Malachi's mom.
How are you?
All right, well, maybe Malachi can help you. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to do our match game, if you can match the word, okay?
Okay.
All right. There we go. All right. Are you ready, Rebecca?
I'm ready.
Well, you got time to think about this one. May blank.
Mayflower.
Mayflower.
That is the very first that came to mind. There, so yeah. I'm sticking with it.
You're going
to
stick with that May.
All right. Let's go. Who's it? Samantha, right?
Samantha.
Okay.
Hey, all right. Are you ready, Samantha?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay, you guys are ready.
Samantha and Malachi are ready to tackle it.
May blank. May blank.
And is it just one word after?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something that makes sense.
Match
May
game.
Blank.
Yeah.
Like rainbow. May what? What?
Probably like May Day, like day after May.
She says May Day.
May Day.
May Day. Okay. That's a good choice.
May Day.
That's what Samantha and Malachi came up with, Leo. So let them know if it was a match for us.
No.
Unfortunately, the first thing that came to my mind was Mayflower.
Mayflower.
Yep, but I'm not going to lie. May Day was a close second.
May Day.
May Day. May Day. What else is there?
Maybe.
May. Thank you. Maybe.
How about mayonnaise?
Stop.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You're reaching.
The mayonnaise.
Stop.
I like me some
or how
mayonnaise.
About it's gonna be May.
Mayo. Hey, it's all good. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. Tell us what station just hooked it up.
D93.
Good job.
93. Celebrity gossip. On the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. That'd be Hollywood. It looks like Britney Spears posted, then deleted a video talking about her sister, Jamie Lynn, and, well, calling her something not nice. And people are just like, what is going on with Brit?
What are we doing today?
We're going on skydiving.
Have you guys been camping before? My sister did on a TV show, and they bathed her in the jungle. She said, bathe me, because I'm, like, stuck in the jungle, and I miss my kids. Oh, cater to me, little bitch.
Okay, wow. Yeah, and
she called her sister the B word, and she was also speaking with an accent because she says her assistant is British, even though to me that kind of sounded more Australian. But Britney now is not just doing maromas on video. She's now talking about her sister, calling her a B. And pretty much she was referring to her sister's stint on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I guess.
Hey, and you know, they're saying Britney just from one day to the next, she's never the same. She loves speaking in accents. She's blowing through her money. She talks about her sister one day, the next minute they're good. They're spending time together. She's all over the place.
And it
people are
that
concerned
way.
Big time. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. At this point, though, it's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Which is sad. I'm just saying. A little sad now. Wow.
Trending now.
Well, what's the latest with Odell Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian? Remember, these two have been dating very, very low-key for quite some time, maybe the better part of a year. But you've never seen them out in public together. Like, they've never gone official on any form of social media. They've never attended an event together. She's always doing her thing. And I don't know about you, but I never see Odell Beckham Jr. But they say, yeah, everything's pretty much fizzled out.
So they're not a couple anymore.
They're not a couple anymore. Okay. The update comes just 1 month after. They were spotted very low-key hanging out at a Vanity Fair Oscar party, but not on any red carpets or anything like that. They're putting pretty hot and heavy for a hot minute. But they say, yeah, between the two of them, you never saw any PDA, like people who were around them. You know, there was never any kind of like over the top romance, anything. So it was like, well, so were these two just keeping each other company for a short time or what?
Very true. I mean, you heard about the names, never really saw them together.
Not at all. I guess this one is done.
Yeah. Done deal.
Thank you.
Trending now.
How about Guy Fieri? He introduced Sammy Hagar on the Walk of Fame yesterday. Not mad at that. I was like, okay.
The stage, our newest Walk of Famer, the one and only, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar.
There you go. Sammy getting his Hollywood Walk of Fame. By the way, you're like, why Guy? Well, Guy is also been friends with him for years, and they share a tequila brand together.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
And not only that, if you ask me, these two kind of favor each other.
Don't they kind of feel like they would be cousins?
I mean, if I saw them side by side, I'd be like, yeah, are you two related? Like, what's the correlation here? Long lost, whatever. I think so.
I think that they're soul.
The bleach blonde hair is what does it.
They're soul bros on this one. They got the same kind of spirit animal, I think.
True. They're both awesome.
Hey, not mad at them. And congrats to Sammy, who will tour this year with Michael Anthony, Joey Satriani, and Jason Bonham in the Best of All Worlds tour. He's got some stuff to do as well. And very happy he got his Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice.
You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Reminding you to watch for those school zones. This is the 432 Morning Show, only on B93. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted hard.
Cause I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hey, hey, Carly, thanks so much for joining us. What can you tell us about Michael? Is that who you dated?
Yes, I did. Well, I guess I can say he's tall, hot, and unreliable.
Tall, hot, and unreliable.
Oh, my gosh. Not a good combination. How long has it been since you heard from him, Carly?
It's been over a week now.
Oh, good grief.
Okay, so tell us about him. What's happening?
Yeah, what do you like about him, girl?
Oh, he's super fun, and he seemed really nice. My bad boy days are behind me, so I'm looking for that.
Oh, yeah. 100. We're all for moving on from the bad boys, girl. How did the date go?
It went good. We met for brunch. It was a beautiful day, and the vibe was good.
Okay. Anything awkward?
Not really. The server was really into my dress and asked me where I got it. But she was a server. I mean, it was a girl, so it didn't seem like it was a big deal.
Oh, she was impressed by your dress.
Yes, it didn't feel like she she was hitting on me or anything like that.
Gotcha. All yeah. right.
Well, is there, moment.
Is there anything else that maybe we should know about?
He had to reply to a couple texts mid-brunch, but he said he owns his own business, and it was work-related.
Okay. Oh. Checking on a little work stuff. How'd y'all leave?
He said he had to run to a job site really quick to check on a few things, and so we ended up wrapping up things pretty quickly, but he gave me a kiss on the cheek, and he said he'd be in touch. So I've been expecting him to contact me.
I don't, well, but I don't love the whole he wrapped things up pretty quickly.
Like, oh, like, I gotta go.
Yeah, and just the fact that he got some random texts in the middle of brunch, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a thing that chicas do.
Okay,
hey, I'm
going
to give you a signal that this date isn't going so great.
Okay.
I don't know, that's just what pops in my head. It's more a female thing, not really a guy thing, but you never know.
All right, well, here's the deal. You know how we work this. We'll call him and see what's going on. Hopefully we'll get some answers. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Thank you, guys.
432 Leo.